This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Supporters of early death suicide assistance were rejected this week by an American Medical Association committee. They seek AMA endorsement this June of the grisly practice that leads to elder abuse and coercion. However, one pro-life group says the June convention will revisit this committee decision. AMA members are urged to connect with groups like the American Association of Pro-Life OBGYNs before June's meeting. Internet propaganda is reaching a new high. While Google's YouTube is censoring abortion pill reversal videos, a website calling itself a fact checker uses Planned Parenthood graphs to defend the abortion giant. If Snopes had checked the internet for other fact checkers, they would have found the graph they used was itself a fraud. The Planned Parenthood graph got three Pinocchios from the Washington Post fact checker. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, Hollywood stars often act like they are the center of the culture. Liam Neeson is teaming up with abortion advocates in Ireland to push for repeal of pro-life protections in Amendment 8. And three Indiana prosecutors are essentially walking away from their jobs. They refuse to defend a new state law designed to track abortion problems just as other medical complications are tracked. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.